we were running an organization at the time that was helping migrants settle in the UK. And we found that this was actually a very big problem that migrants face. They come from cash-based economies and they come here. And when you look at a credit card, your first thinking is this is free money. And we had to go on a campaign to sort of educate them and say it's not free money. It does cost you. So because we're doing those translation services, we were more acutely aware of the big dangers of credit, and we needed to just have our say, especially for the young children we're raising.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors healthcare.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today my guest is all about transforming lives by creating financially capable communities. Tina Matambi hails from the UK, but it was originally from Uganda. And Tina is the CEO and co-founder of Moneymatics, which is bringing Kulza Cash to help parents role model financial healthy habits for young people. Welcome to the show, Tina Matambi.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you for having me.
And I think you better explain about your workshops in schools and what you call your program.
Thank you for the opportunity. So we currently run programs in school called Kuzalan workshops. And Kuza means to nurture and to grow. So we started these workshops to try and help young people visualize and understand the importance of having healthy money habits. We've been doing it in schools. We've also run programs with community groups and in workplaces. What we were finding with the young people is that they catch on really quickly. When you give them a visualization of what healthy money looks like, they understand the examples quite easily. But there's no continuity at home. Most children learn best from their parents and the adults around them. But we were finding that there was no role modeling going on at home. So the child learns the lessons, but it's very theoretical.
How do you reach out to the parents and involve the parents?
We are developing an application, a mobile app, which is called Kuza Cash. And the way it works is that a child sets financial goals alongside the parent as well. So they become accountability partners. A parent sets their own financial goal and a child sets their financial goal as well. And we use the financial goal as the learning instrument. We help them to understand what a good financial goal looks like, how they can make a smart goal, how to earn, save, and budget towards those goals. So it helps to create financial conversations in the family and they hold each other accountable.
It sounds absolutely marvelous what you're doing. And you obviously saw the need to start this education, but what influenced you to begin? Where did this come from?
In Uganda is in East Africa. And when we were there, the way that money was managed is you literally have to budget because it's a cash-based economy. So when I moved over here to the UK, I found it really different that people here were very much based on debt and it was a very much credit first, plan later. And I struggled when I had my children to teach them those habits, like trying to tell them to budget. My then eight-year-old would just, you know, you can take it on a credit card. And it was just like, no, credit cards have to be planned for. It's also money. And we were running an organization at the time that was helping migrants settle in the UK. And we found that this was actually a very big problem that migrants face. They come from cash-based economies and they come here. And when you look at a credit card, your first thinking is this is free money. And we had to go on a campaign to sort of educate them and say, it's not free money. It does cost you. So because we were doing those translation services, we were more acutely aware of the big dangers of credit, and we needed to just have our say, especially for the young children we're raising.
Right. So that's where it was born from.
That's where it was born, yeah. So we started off helping young people, because the young people we were working with would be translating for their parents most times. If, let's say, a parent is trying to take out a credit card or pay for a phone provider, they would take the child along because the child goes to school and understands English more. And we're trying to tell these children, no, you have to look at, you know, this is credit, but it is not free. You're going to have to pay for it. Look at the APR, understand what the actual cost implication is. Sometimes cash is king, you know, it's easier, better to pay with cash. And we found that, no, it wasn't just a problem of migrant communities. Everybody had the same issue. The, you know, people in Scotland were not being taught financial education in schools. And so that's how it was born. We just started going into schools and doing the talks.
Right. It's marvelous what you've created, and I wish you all the best with it.
Thank you so much, and for reaching out to us, Anne.
So how long have you been working at this?
We've been working at this for just over 2.5 years. We started off just really interested in the children's aspect of helping them understand the basics of money. And we found that actually it's not a singular job. A child belongs to the community. They learn better from what they see around them, and they are very much, they go with what is happening in their environment. So we are really keen to create an environment of role models around them, so that they, all they see and do is reflected by the adults around them.
It's interesting that you're getting the children, but now you have to include the parents. Has that been hard to do?
It's a very different proposition for adults, for sure. So what we did was, because our expertise was with the children, we involved the University of Edinburgh in carrying out some research and understanding how that role modeling could look like. So for the parent, the biggest barrier that we found was that most parents just don't know where to start. They don't know how to start a conversation about money. And sometimes they feel that they themselves have made mistakes, so they don't feel like they're fit to teach their children money habits. So our messaging is all around saying, you don't need to be an expert yourself. All you need to do is have the conversation with them. And actually, sometimes it's nice to show them where you failed. It gives them a very clear picture of what that failing looks like. So we've spent the last year working on how we can help within the application an adult to maximize their income, and then help them to show the child what that would look like. So it's been it's a bit of a different journey in terms of what the adult needs versus teaching a child. But we involved the University of Edinburgh to help us sort that out.
It's very important to have role models in our lives. And what you are doing is going to make a huge difference to these young ones' lives. How can starting early help you retire well, do you think?
Oh, well, it's the key to everything. In our workshops that we do in school, we use an example of a compound interest table. We have this example where we show the children, if you started saving when you were sort of 12 years old, the amount of money you'd have at retirement is, you know, it's mind-boggling because of the power of compound interest. And so these are principles that if you learn young enough, you're going to retire well, you're going to just have an easier lifespan. So starting early is key. It doesn't matter how much, the important thing is to start saving and planning early on. And the power of compound interest is just like magic. It just comes into effect as soon as you get onto that journey.
Yes, it's very important, because there's many of us that have sort of not paid attention until we've gotten well down the track, like, you know, over 50. And the closer we get to that retiring age, for some of us, there's not a lot of we can do to change that number that we're going to end up with in retirement. The older we get, the only way to change it is to start young.
For sure. We've been encouraging grandparents as well. Many children look up to their grandparents, especially around the 12-year mark. Children start to look at what their grandparents are doing, what they've done with their lives. So we are encouraging grandparents to also get involved in the conversations. You know, if you didn't start saving early on, the best person is you to tell your grandchild what it would be like for them if they saved from early on. And if you did, it would be a good way for you to also show them the power of compound interest.
I don't know what the age pension is like over there in the UK, but here in Australia, it is now means tested and income tested. It seems as though it's turning into a safety net. There's no guarantee that it'll be there for everyone, and everyone's being encouraged to not rely on the government, but they need to provide for themselves for their own retirement.
That's the same in the UK. There was a very big shake-up with the whole pension scheme, and you know, it's something that has traditionally been very secure. But with all the changes and since the credit crunch, that has become less and less certain. So the pension age went up to 66 in October this year, and it's been suspected to increase to 67 later on. So the age gets older for when you'll be able to receive a pension, and the pension pot has been shaken up certainly since the credit crunch. So it's no longer a safety net to just believe in a pension from your workplace.
So how do we get young people interested in their retirement, do you think?
So for young people, it's really all about the conversations and examples. They learn very well by seeing. So giving them practical examples, you know, showing them what a pension would look like is literally enough to spark the interest in them. In their case, it's those practical examples. How much do you start putting away right now? We at Moneymatics, we have something called a 70-10-10-10 principle, and we tell young people to apply that to any amount of income that comes in. Basically, put away 10% of any amount of money you get towards your later life. Invest it. Once you create that as a habit, it will be seamless when you get older. So it's simple things like just giving them such tips like a principle to say any money you get, put away 10% to your later life. Start early, enforce that, talk about it, and for sure they would get interested. They're very open. Young people are like sponges. And so any conversation definitely sparks interest.
They can see what happens if they don't and how people can struggle later on in life.
That's right, yes.
I gather you are looking at a crowdfunding campaign.
Yes, so we have launched a crowdfunding campaign. We are, again, we're very big on role modeling. And so we are saying that even as a business, we don't want to be taking on investment or equity too early. We want our customers to validate the need for the product, and we want, you know, to prove that this is something that's essential in community. So as part of that messaging, we've gone out to the public to help us crowdfund. We have built the app, and we're literally left with a closed group testing, which is going to cost us just over £17,000. So we've put on a crowdfunding campaign where we're calling the public to get involved. We are just over 60% to that target. So the more people that can give into that crowdfunder, the sooner we'll be able to get the app to market.
Will this mean it will be an online program?
That's right. So we will continue going. We go to schools locally. But what this means is that we can provide the Kuza Cash, you know, the role modeling app for both parents and children, whether or not you've attended our workshops. At the moment, it works through us going into schools or community groups. We deliver workshops, and we normally have an assembly at the end of the workshop where parents see what the children have done. This app is going to give us an opportunity for parents to continue this learning themselves in their homes with their children.
Well, it seems like a very worthwhile project that you've been working on. Where are you based if people wanted, and where would they go if they wanted to find out more about you and the workshops and getting involved in the crowdfunding?
So we are based in Edinburgh. We have a website which is moneymatics.com, which is M-O-N-E-Y, money, and then M-A-T-I-X. So that's moneymatics.com. We're running the crowdfunder via a platform called crowdfunder.co.uk. And that we use that platform because if we meet the target from the public, we're going to get a match funding from the Royal Bank of Scotland in Edinburgh. So you can go to crowdfunder.co.uk and look for Kuza Cash. That's K-U-Z-A-K-A-S-H, Kuza Cash. And that will definitely help us bring this up to market and help adults role model good financial habits for young people. So please do get involved. There's 12 days left on the campaign.
It's interesting. Coming up to Christmas, it could be a different way to give. I've just recently read an article about how some parents are changing their minds about giving gifts, and they're actually donating to their children or their grandchildren's retirement fund instead of giving presents at Christmas time. So I thought, well, that was a different approach, would be a great thing to take on board and a great way to encourage young people to take an interest in money for retirement.
For sure it would, yes.
Well, thanks very much for being on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show and giving us an insight about this marvellous project that you're working on by getting out there in the community and getting young people involved in money matters for your business, Money Matics.
Thank you so much for hosting me, Anne. It's been a pleasure. And as I say, you know, we all play a part in trying to help the next generation become financially capable. So you've played your part. And so we're very grateful for that. Thank you so much for hosting us.
You're welcome.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.